Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at some music you share with us and really get into like what those lyrics are telling us.
Oh yeah, I'm excited to dig into this. We're talking about hustle and ambition, love and loss, and even like that search for peace that we see in a lot of these
Yeah,
tracks.
it's like we're translating the feeling of music into like bigger life lessons, you know?
Yeah, it really is this blend of like tough reality and then wanting something more. It's fascinating to see those two things together in the lyrics.
So let's start with that whole hustle and grind thing.
Yeah.
That comes up like right away in a lot of these songs. It's not just about working hard, it's almost an obsession with success and money.
Yeah, you see that in a lot of the imagery. Like, take Get This Money, for example, when they talk about bricks in the trunk and diamonds dancing on my wrist and like counting dirty money. It's not subtle.
Right, it's like that whole get rich or die trying thing, but like with a luxury twist, I guess.
Yeah.
But I wonder, is that really sustainable in the long run? What happens when the hustle has a cost? You see that in some of the lyrics too.
For sure. No price on peace really stood out to me. That line, stacking up the bread, but still I fell low, couldn't see the truth till I let it all go. It really makes you think about what we're chasing.
Totally. Like maybe everyone feels that tension at some point. Society tells us to chase success. But what if you get there and it's not what you expected? I know, I've felt that for sure.
It is interesting, isn't it? That gap between what you achieve and how you actually feel inside, it's a classic struggle.
And then on top of that, you've got all these songs about love and loss and trying to trust people. It's pretty raw.
Oh, the heartbreak in some of these lyrics is intense. Red flags intro comes to mind. That line, you always come back, don't you? Like they know it's not good, but they can't help themselves.
It's that back and forth, right? Like bad timing, right time, wrong place, right love, wrong faith.
Yeah.
What we always meet, it's like your head is saying one thing, but your heart wants something else.
I noticed the word choice there too. It's not just bad luck. It's like asking why this keeps happening, you know? Like fate. And then still think of you. It's so vulnerable, but there's still that pain. I still think of you late nights in my zone. Couldn't love you right, but I can't let go.
It's like they know they messed up, but the feelings are still there.
Yeah.
Why do you think those themes hit people so hard? Is it because we can all relate to it? Or because it feels so honest? Or is there something else?
I think it's all of that. But music also gives us a place to feel those things, you know? Like it's okay to be sad or angry. It's like having a friend who gets it.
And then even with all that heartbreak, there's also this desire for peace that keeps coming up. Like it's the opposite of the hustle.
Exactly. It's like they're chasing success on the outside, but looking for something deeper on the inside. We see that in No Price on Peace. Found my way to peace in the darkest of nights. It's like peace isn't about perfect circumstances. It's about finding it within yourself.
I love that line. And Unseen Unstoppable has that too. I have unseen, unstoppable mercy in my veins, peace in the chaos. I rise from the flames. It's like an anthem for overcoming anything.
What's interesting to me is that they're not talking about passive peace. It's an active choice to find strength within, even when everything is chaotic.
I see that. It's like changing how you deal with the world instead of trying to escape it. Do you think this wanting peace is just a sign of the times, or is it something everyone feels?
It's probably both. Honestly, our world is so demanding and full of information. It's natural to want some quiet, but I think on a deeper level, wanting peace is just part of being human. We want to belong and understand where we fit in, you know?
Yeah, and maybe that's why we love music so much. It helps us connect with those deeper feelings and realize we're not alone.
It's a way to explore emotions that we might not talk about every day. It's like music gives us permission to be vulnerable and face those darker parts of ourselves.
I totally get that. And one thing I noticed is that some songs say that real peace doesn't come from achieving things, it comes from changing something inside yourself.
Yeah, it's not about getting to a certain point. It's about how you approach the whole journey.
Like before the first note. Silence is where the stories begin. It's like saying peace isn't in all the noise and distraction, it's in the quiet moments.
It's almost a paradox, isn't it? Peace and silence, strength and vulnerability. Maybe these songs are telling us to be okay with those contradictions within ourselves. It's amazing how these ideas all connect. Maybe it's in those quiet moments, you know? When we're vulnerable, that's when we can really find peace.
That's a good point. And sometimes the music itself just gives you that feeling of peace, even if you don't analyze all the words. It's like there's something more there.
I agree. It's like art taps into something deep inside us. It goes beyond words and connects with our emotions.
It's like it speaks right to your soul.
Yeah.
Okay, but we've also got some darker themes here, like addiction and trying to numb the pain. Borrowed Peace talks about that pretty directly.
It's a really honest look at addiction. It shows how we try to find peace in things that can't really give it to us. Like, Rising Up says, "Diamonds dancing on my wrist, but the scars don't heal." You can have all the success in the world, but still be hurting inside.
Yeah, it's a reminder that success doesn't fix everything. And sometimes the pain goes way deeper. And then there's Streets Still Calling. It paints this whole picture of being trapped in a cycle of violence.
You can feel them wanting something better, but there's also that pull of what they know, even if it's bad for them. It makes you think about how hard it is to break free from those cycles.
It's a reality check, for sure. Not everyone has the same chances. And hustle means different things to different people. But even in those darker songs, there's still that hope for something better.
Exactly. It always comes back to finding peace. But it's not just about feeling calm. It's about building a life where you feel safe and valued and connected to something bigger.
And maybe that's the whole point of these songs, finding meaning and connection, something that makes the struggle worth it.
I think you're right. It's about the journey and what we learn along the way, like Before the Dawn, celebrating the night and being creative. It's about finding those moments that feel real.
Yeah. It's like those quiet times when you're alone with your thoughts. That's where real growth happens, not just in the constant grind.
Maybe that's where peace starts, in those moments of stillness and honesty, when we can face our pain and our desires and our hopes.
It's like music is guiding us on that journey, giving us a soundtrack for life. You know, we've been talking a lot about personal stuff, but some of these songs also deal with power dynamics, like between men and women.
Fuck Your Man is a pretty obvious example. There's this competition using money and status to show who's in control. It's kind of uncomfortable, honestly.
Yeah, it's super transactional, like relationships are just a game. Mm. I wonder if that's a bigger societal thing or just this artist's view.
Probably a bit of both, I think. We see those stories everywhere. But what's interesting is that some songs actually challenge those power dynamics.
Right, like Say It With Your Throat.
Yeah.
It's all about female desire and taking control. It's not about being submissive or playing by someone else's rules.
It's a reminder that women are complex and have their own desires. And those desires are valid even if they challenge what's considered normal.
Exactly. And it's not just about romantic relationships either. Songs like Burn It Down and Keys and Chaos talk about social injustice and wanting change. You can feel the anger and frustration, but also that determination to make things better.
It's like they're giving a voice to people who have been ignored or silenced for too long.
It's not just complaining. It's about demanding action and holding people accountable. It's about fighting for a future where everyone has a chance.
It's about taking back their power, using their voices to inspire change and create a world where everyone can thrive.
I love that. And with all that social stuff, there's also this focus on personal healing, like recognizing the things that hold you back and breaking free.
Weather Changes is a good example of that. It compares life's challenges to a storm.
Mm.
The scars they leave and finding calm in the middle of it all.
And Rising Up talks about that strength you need to overcome hard times. Diamonds dancing on my wrist, but the scars don't heal. Knuckles bruised. Yeah, I was raised from the mud.
Yeah.
They're not ignoring the pain, but they're also celebrating their strength.
There's this balance between acknowledging the past and choosing to move on. It's like they're saying, yeah, I've been hurt, but that's not all I am. I'm still here and I'm still rising.
It's a message of hope and resilience, for sure. And it connects back to that idea that peace isn't just the absence of struggle. It's about finding the strength to keep going even when things are tough.
And to learn from those challenges, to let them shape you into a stronger and more compassionate person.
Right. And maybe that's the core of these songs, the journey of becoming. It's not about reaching a perfect ending. It's about embracing the messy and complicated process of growing and changing.
It's about realizing that we're all works in progress. We're always evolving. And even our mistakes can teach us and help us grow.
It's like giving yourself permission to be human with all the flaws and contradictions.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's where real peace starts, accepting yourself completely.
I love that radical self-acceptance. It's about seeing your strengths and weaknesses, embracing your imperfections, and knowing that you're worthy of love and belonging just as you are.
And maybe that's what these songs are telling us. To embrace our messy, beautiful, and perfectly imperfect selves.
And to find peace and connection in the middle of it all. We see this wanting to make things right, to apologize for past mistakes in songs like Reply to Say to You, Say to You Again, and Unwritten Apologies.
It's like they're trying to fix the past to find some closure. Why do you think they need to say, I'm sorry, even when it might be too late?
Maybe it's about finding peace within themselves, Whether the other person forgives them or not, it could be a way to let go of the guilt and regret they've been carrying.
That makes sense. It's like they're apologizing to themselves, too.
Exactly. They're admitting they hurt someone, taking responsibility, and finding a way to move forward with more awareness and compassion.
So maybe that's another part of finding peace. It's not just about being calm in a chaotic world. It's also about making peace with yourself, with your past, and with the relationships that have shaped you.
You're right. It's about taking those experiences, learning from them, and finding a way to forgive yourself and others, so you can move forward with a lighter heart.
It's not an easy process, that's for sure. And these songs seem to recognize that there's no quick fix or finding peace.
It's a journey, a process of self-discovery that takes time. And music can be a powerful guide on that journey, offering comfort, inspiration, and a reminder that we're not alone.
It's like having a friend who understands who's been there and who can offer support without judgment.
And who can remind us that even when things are dark, there's still beauty and hope. And there's always the chance to find peace, connection, and a deeper understanding of ourselves.
Wow. It's amazing how music can say things that we just can't.
Yeah.
You know, we covered so much today. The drive for success, the pain of heartbreak, and always searching for peace.
It's been a really insightful journey.
Yeah.
And one thing that keeps popping up is this idea of duality. Like we talked about, the good and bad sides of the hustle. But you see it in love and relationships, too.
Oh, for sure. Art form in motion, Queen of the Night. It's a great example. It's celebrating that club scene energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the beauty, the money, the quick connections. But underneath it all, there's this emptiness. Like it's not really fulfilling.
Yeah, they're looking for happiness in those things, but it's not enough. It reminds me of that idea in psychology, the hedonic treadmill. We chase pleasure and validation, but it never lasts.
Right. It's like you get a quick rush, but then you need more and more to feel the same. And then bad timing, feed tala duata. It's that back and forth in a relationship. So passionate, but it's not good for them.
They know it's not healthy, but they keep going back. Like they're stuck repeating the same patterns, even though it'll probably end badly.
I think we've all been there, though.
Yeah.
When your heart wants one thing, but your head knows better. And then there's Borrowed Peace, featuring Tala Diwata, and Borrowed Time, Tala's Light. Those songs feel like they're looking for an escape, whether it's substances or just fleeting moments. But it's all temporary.
Yeah. It's like they're trying to fill a hole inside. But those things only offer a quick fix. They don't solve the real problem. There's that line in Borrowed Time. Threads of light, we follow paths that we create. It's like a warning, you know? A reminder that we're in control of our own lives.
I like that. It's like we have choices, but we get caught up and forget about the big picture.
And maybe those tough times, the heartbreak, the struggles, those are the things that push us to want something more, something that gives us real peace and happiness.
It's like those experiences make us look at ourselves and what's important and try to figure out who we are, what we really want.
You said earlier that some songs address the power dynamics between men and women, like fuck your man. That's a pretty bold statement.
It is. It's almost aggressive. Like, relationships are a competition, and women are just part of the game. It's a little uncomfortable, honestly.
I agree. It's meant to be a power anthem, but it does feel a bit off, especially next to those songs that celebrate female strength and independence.
It's like two opposite views of relationships. Good Girl Gone is a good example. It throws out those old gender roles and embraces female sexuality. It feels really free, like saying, I'm not going to be sorry for who I am or what I want. I decide who I am. That's a powerful message. And it fits with that theme of finding peace and being true to yourself.
It shows how diverse this music is. There's not just one view of relationships. It's a whole range of emotions and experiences.
Exactly. And then there's Hard to Trust. It's about that struggle to let yourself love again after being hurt. You want to connect, but you're also scared of getting hurt again.
It's so honest and relatable. It reminds us that healing takes time, and it's okay to be careful with your heart.
For sure. And it goes back to that idea of finding peace within yourself first. Before looking for it in a relationship, Do Not Disturb is about that too.
Like setting a boundary, you know, saying, I need space to heal and recharge. Putting your own peace first.
And the Eternal Now outro takes it even further. Let go of your fears. Let go of your doubt. Breathe in the air. Let your love flow out. It's like a lesson on being present and finding peace in the middle of all the chaos.
Yeah, it reminds us that peace isn't a one-time thing. It's something you work on every day. Letting go of what you can't control and focusing on what you can.
I love that. And maybe that's the biggest lesson from all this. Peace isn't a destination. It's a journey. It's about building strength and learning how to deal with life's ups and downs with grace and purpose.
It is. And music can be our guide on that journey. It can comfort us, inspire us, and remind us that we're not alone.
It's like a soundtrack for life. It's been awesome exploring these ideas with you. It feels like we went beyond just analyzing lyrics. We talked about something bigger, something about what it means to be human.
I agree. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm left with this feeling of hope. Even with all the heartbreak and the struggle, there's this deep desire for something more, for peace, for connection, for meaning in life.
Like a reminder that we're all in this together, looking for those moments of beauty and connection that make life worth living.
That's a perfect way to put it. I hope we all find the peace we're searching for within ourselves and in the world.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Keep listening, keep exploring, and remember the power of music to heal, inspire, and connect us all.